If there's one thing that all of us are aware of, or at least everyone I've ever met is aware of, it's our faults. Now, sometimes we're aware of our wonderful qualities as well, and just as much as our faults, but for the most part, we are all aware of what's wrong with us and where we lack and where we've made mistakes lately. And this, in and of itself, isn't a bad thing. I mean, you have to know something's wrong before you can fix it. And hopefully, if for those few things that you don't pick up on yourself, you have a loving person in your life to help you see them so you can work on those. But this awareness of our faults, which for most of us tends to be in a larger proportion than our awareness of our abilities and our values, it can get in the way. And there are some times that when we get so caught up in what's wrong with us and how far we have to go, that we can come to this conclusion that at this particular point, and maybe for all of our lives before, and perhaps for this kind of person, we look off into the future and say, for all of our lives ever, God can't use me. Because really, how could he? And we end up with these sort of rhetorical questions, which is what the sermon title is, God can't use me, can he? And we just think, well, of course not, because we know ourselves, and we know that we are, oh, pick whatever it is that you might struggle with the most. You know, you find it hard to commit to things. You find it hard to respond, you know, the way you should, whatever it might be. And we think, well, if we have these things, then really God can't use us. And whenever we have these kinds of thoughts, and I certainly have them, and I suspect you do too, there's all kinds of places we can go in the Bible. You can go to Jeremiah, who had these thoughts, and sometimes I think these are the only kinds of thoughts he had. But today what we're going to do is we're going to look at Paul. Because if we want to get some better sense of sort of how we can do things, Paul is a really good place to go. We can also go and look at Jesus. We can always go to the Gospels and look at Jesus and his stories. But Jesus, while being fully human, was still fully God and was different than us in a way that Paul isn't. Paul is very much like us, better read and perhaps smarter, but all kinds of areas of just essential humanity we connect on. And so if we are going to think that, well, God can't use me because, well, all things being equal, I'm going to make a story better than it actually was. You know, nobody's ever going to believe me about how big a fish I caught, for example, or, you know, I really struggle with doing what I've said I'm going to do, or whatever it might be. We all have these things, and some of them are kind of harmless, and some of them are really significant. We struggle with them, we think, well, because of those things, I can't do that. I can't be used by God. We go and we look at Paul. Not the part where he says, I was a Hebrew among all Hebrews, and were, according to the law, faultless, because that doesn't help us any. Instead, we come to 1 Timothy, where Paul is writing to Timothy, a young man who he has mentored into the ministry. And we look at Paul saying, I thank Christ Jesus our Lord who has given me strength. It was Jesus who considered Paul faithful, appointing Paul to his service. Okay, fine. Jesus has zeroed in on Paul and says, you are going to serve me. And then we get to the part that's actually kind of helpful. Even though I, that's Paul, was once a blasphemer and a persecutor and a violent man. Well, I've got all kinds of faults, and I suspect we all do, whether we want to admit them in public or not. But to the best of my knowledge, you can't call me a persecutor of the church. I never went from city to city finding people who went to church and trying to get them thrown in jail. I never stood there giving approval to someone who's being stoned to death for what they believed, as Paul did at the place of Stephen, and probably in other places as well. And I picked that one because that is, in some ways, the furthest remove that we can get from whatever we might struggle with. That was Paul. That was the kind of person Paul was when he was still Saul, before he met Jesus on the Damascus Road. This is who Paul was. And this is what Paul thinks about when he thinks of what has been extended to him. Not all of his great knowledge, which was extraordinary, and not all of his experience with Scripture and all these things. But rather, he's well aware of the fact that he was a terrible person. That's Paul's assessment of himself. And we look at this and we perhaps want to think, that Paul was extraordinarily anything. But really, this is just human. This is someone saying, I was a human being, and before I had this dramatic, in his case, encounter with the living God, I was not what I should have been. And when we put it that way, we realize we are all like that. Now, none of us has these kinds of things in our list of what we were like before we had this relationship with God, or the things that we still struggle with. As I've said a number of times, if you want to give yourself a lifelong problem with inappropriate language, go work in a packing plant for a while, where you just, it's literally undescribable, or at least the one I worked in. And I've talked to other people working packing plants, like meat packing plants, and they said it was the same work in other places. So about the only place I really come on here is, if I'm not careful, I'm going to be a blasphemer, not because I want to, but because these habits of language were jammed into my head at a critical point, and it's been so hard to get them out. And if I'm in a particular frame of mind, I'll say, because I still have this little pop-up response to when people irritate me that I don't say out loud. I've worked really hard on that. I've got at least that much victory over that. But it still pops up in my head, and I think, well, if I'm going to even think that, of course I can't be used by God. But wait a second. Paul was. And Paul was so much worse in one way, or at least in some ways, than I was. So if Paul can say that he's being used by God, well, maybe I can too, but I'm never going to really understand how that works if all I do is look at Paul and say, okay, I'm not as bad as Paul, so therefore I'm okay, because that's not the answer either. Because Paul didn't have somebody that he looked at who was worse than him. He didn't say, because I'm not as bad as, pick your favorite first century name, I'm not as bad as that person, therefore I can be used by God. No, not at all. Paul was used because he was shown mercy. When we look at the rest of this short passage in Timothy, what we see is that Paul was unaware of the true nature of God. He says he acted in ignorance and unbelief. That what Paul did wasn't something that he carefully evaluated the reality of the fundamental forces of the universe, including God and evil and all that, and then decided to be a blasphemer and a persecutor and decided to be violent. No, he said, I didn't understand everything. I was in ignorance. I didn't believe. I didn't know. But God, in his ultimate mercy, reached out to Paul and said, this is what really matters. This is the true nature of the world, and you need to make some changes so that you can be used. The grace of our Lord was poured out on me abundantly, along with the faith and love that are in Christ Jesus. Well, when we look at the faults that Paul admits to here, we say, well, we don't really match up with those particularly well, although we have our own list. Where we do match up exactly on a one-to-one correspondence is that the grace of our Lord was poured out to us abundantly, just as it was to Paul. And along with that came the faith and love that are in Christ Jesus, to each of us. Because when it comes right down to it, what you were like before doesn't mean anything. Because when it comes right down to it, all it takes is to live a life that has a single sin in it, if you will. Because the issue isn't how bad you are. There's no particular evaluation found in Scripture that says that, you know, these things are so much worse. And, you know, there's not a sliding scale. There's a, are you in relationship with God through Jesus? Is the Holy Spirit part of who you are or not? And if the answer is no, then it doesn't matter how much or how little you've done. And if the answer is yes, it also doesn't matter how much or how little you've done. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ is poured out upon us, and in his mercy we are then equipped for service. And we're equipped for service first and foremost by being forgiven. Because before we can receive the spiritual gifts that allow us to do the things that we are called to do, those things that only we can do in our unique situation, Before any of those things, we need to move into that relationship with God through Jesus. And that's what equips everything after that. And Paul makes it abundantly clear that Jesus came to save everyone. And Paul says, here's a trustworthy saying. Here's something you can depend on. Jesus came into the world to save sinners. And then goes on to say, of whom I am the worst. Once again, maybe he was. I don't know. I have no objective scale of good or bad when it comes down to the worst kinds of sins. All I know is that Paul thought he was the worst. And there are days when I think I was the worst. But both Paul and I, and you as well, I'm sure, are well aware the mercy of God has been extended to us through Jesus. And when we accept that, when we accept this trustworthy statement that Jesus came to save sinners, to save us, not to save the world in some huge corporate sense, although that's part of it too, but came to save us as individual people. Once we understand that, then we say, God can't use me? Yes, he can. The kind of person we were before we had this relationship, and for that matter, the kind of person we are now, because we didn't move into a state of perfection when we understood our need for God and responded to God reaching out to us through Jesus. We still make mistakes, or at least I do. Most people I know, when you talk to them, will say that, yes, they have not achieved perfection on earth. But we can still be used, even in the midst of our imperfection, because it is God who works through us. The Holy Spirit comes and provides gifts for us that we, who we are at this very moment, might be part of God's purpose in the entire world, bringing glory to Him and redemption to all that we can find. God, in His mercy, allowed Paul to serve. And Paul served in many ways. He wrote a lot of the New Testament. He founded churches all through that part of the world. When you look at just the work he did, it's an extraordinary amount of work. But one of the things that Paul served as and does serve as is an example. Those moments when we think that the latest occurrence of this besetting sin we have that we've been working on, I think of some of mine for decades, that you think I would achieve victory over, and yet once again, I do that, whatever it is, and whatever it is for you. And you think, what's the point? Why even try? God can't use me. Well, we shouldn't make those kinds of decisions in a vacuum. We shouldn't come to those kind of conclusions just in the quietness of our own minds and in our own rooms or whatever it might be, because we really can't be trusted at that point. And what we need to do is we need to go somewhere else and see and sort of match this statement that we've made about ourselves up against reality. And when you're thinking that, I would strongly recommend you go to 1 Timothy. When you think that, yes, once again, I have done whatever it is I do that drives me crazy, that I would want victory over and I thought I had, and then I fell again, come to this. Paul says that I was among the worst of sinners, maybe the worst of all, and yet I was used. Paul was used not just because he had gifts, not just because he had talents. Paul was used because the mercy of God was extended to him. But Jesus said, Paul, I know you've been doing your best, but you were moving in some wrong directions. This is where I want you to go. And all those things you did before do not disqualify you for service. Because my mercy, my grace, my love is enough to transcend all of those things. When we're concerned that we are somehow, well, that we're somehow disbarred from ministry, from doing what God calls us to do because of who we were before and, for that matter, who we are now. Let's remind ourselves that St. Paul, the Apostle Paul, said that, yes, I was the worst of sinners, but through the great love and mercy of God, I was called to serve, and I did serve. And take encouragement from that statement. And instead of looking at who we are and what we've done, look to the mercy and grace and the wonder of Jesus, who says, I will equip you for what it is that you need to do, because all of us has been called to serve. All of us are able to be used by God. The answer to the statement of God can't use me is yes, yes, he can. God used Paul, used all kinds of people in Scripture and in church history who had all kinds of things that we think might have been enough to keep them from that service. And over again, God says, no. My love, my mercy, the grace that I'm willing to pour upon you and have poured upon you, the gifts that come with the Holy Spirit are enough. I can use you, and I will. What you've been before doesn't matter, because we're not equipped for service on the basis of who we are and what we've done. We're equipped for service on the basis of what Jesus has done. He loves us. Amen.